Oh.
Now then, they've changed to daddy and mother.
Uh-huh.
But.
Oh, so that was, now how many children were there in your family? I forgot that.
Well, our family.
No, your brothers and sisters.
There's nine of us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three boys and six girls.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering about. Well, what about your grandparents? When you'd be talking to them, what did you call them?
Grandpa and grandma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're referring to this fella over here, and you don't call him Bert, how do you refer to him when you're talking about him to other people? Well,
why didn't you get dinner ready?
No, I never do call him anything but Bert.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Mm.
Or I was wondering if you ever referred to him like as your man or your husband or
well,
people use those terms.
Yes,
like,
well, we do.
Oh, she has. Oh my heavens!
No, sometimes you know it's necessary that I say
mm-hmm.
he's my husband,
mm-hmm.
or my husband and I did this
mm-hmm.
and that.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah, that's what mm-hmm. I meant. If you. And when he's referring to you, and other than calling you Myrtle, what does he call you? When
hey,
he has to tell other people.
Get on out of the way.
Myrtle. He calls me Myrtle sometimes.
He does.
And I don't prefer that.
You don't prefer that.
But he gets unruly sometimes.
Well, does he? He gets pretty unruly, I can
yeah.
imagine. Does he ever refer to you as his woman? Like that? Or
no.
Do you ever?
My wife or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever did hear him call me his woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me. Now, a woman who's lost her husband's called a
widow.
And in talking about something that they put children in, put little babies in, and it's on wheels, and it's kind of a
crib.
Carriage. Yeah, and then when they take them outside, they put them in a, it, like it has a hood over the top. It's kind of like
baby buggy.
Yeah, that's now, I think you told me that in the old days, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you'd have to send for a.
Well. No, we had a doctor.
Oh, you up there?
But, yes, and most everybody did around here, but
mm-hmm.
there was two or three elderly women around that
mm-hmm.
if they couldn't or wasn't
what,
able.
What'd
they call those?
Miss
Smith.
Midwife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Smith could do, Clint's
mm-hmm.
mother did
yes,
that?
Yes, Clint's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She went far and near.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, in talking about a boy who has facial features like his father, for example,
mm-hmm.
You'd say that the, in reference to the way the boy is like his father, you say that the boy,
favors?
Yeah, something like
favors.
That. Now, if he just, if his behavior is like his father, you say that he, rather than his actual features, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
his behavior, you'd say, well, the boy
has actions or.
Or would you say something like, do you ever use takes after?
Yes.
In that way?
Yes.
Would that be the way
yes.
that you'd use?
Mm-hmm. He takes after his father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now,
I took after my father. That's the reason I'm such a good boy.
Oh, and he was he a good boy, too? I'm going to have to get you back over here where you were before, so you're going to show up on this thing, too, now. That's just all there is to it. You're just going to have to move over there. Now, in talking about a woman that you might say she'd had a hard life, her husband died,
mm-hmm.
and all by her, and she had six children, so she had to
raise them.
Mm-hmm, that's yeah. And to a naughty child, you might say, you better be good, or you're going to get a